Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services. Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Jerry Perelman.
Hi, John.
And we had a great day. I mean,
great. It's wonderful talking.
Jerry Walsh from the FINRA Foundation was tremendous. And, you know, we try on this show often to stress you have to be careful. You have to watch. Everybody is trying to separate you from your money. It's a shame. I shouldn't say everybody, but, you know, it's the red flags we're trying to throw up all the time. Question everything. Unless you know it's a referral from a trusted source. And even then, you have to make sure the person's doing what you want. You know, the person could be trustworthy, but don't accept something you don't want. If they're trying to sell you a suit and it's blue and you want red, whatever, get what you want. But from Jerry's perspective, being a new co-host, the high point of this show is the Christina Luce show. We live for this in the town of North Hempstead.
That's what I'm told.
Oh, well, that's the only
that's
reason
what
you're
I've been
here.
Hypnotized about.
Good morning, Christina.
What a great show.
It was terrific.
I loved hearing. I mean, listen, I said we could pretty much have Jerry on like every week to tell us like a new story of his life. Mm-hmm. He's like lived the lives of like 10,000 different people.
And that's such a great idea to have him as a co-host. But now you know the person.
Yes, and welcome to our little radio show family, Jerry,
Thank
of course.
Thank you, Christina. Thank you so much.
So that was great. And of course, Jerry Walsh was fabulous as well.
Unbelievable.
And, you know, I actually got, and this is just on a side, it's so important also to monitor your things. Because on my credit card, I got a scam charge.
Oh, really?
And, which is horrible. And you'll laugh. I mean, not that it's funny, but of course, you know, I frequent a lot of concerts very often.
Oh, yeah?
And it was $1,000 charged to American Express for from Ticketmaster, from someone bought four tickets to a concert. So, and it took forever to figure out, you know, and prove, because they bought it the day of the show. So it's not like they could void the tickets because they already went to the show.
They went to the show already. Wow.
So it was just, you know, and they don't really know how they got, because it wasn't through my account or anything, but somehow they got my number and it just happened to be, of course, Ticketmaster. So it's just really.
Was it a show you were at too or no?
No.
Oh,
it was
okay,
not.
Okay.
But I was like, I would have won. It was Maroon 5. I was like, God, they got
Maroon 5,
four tickets from Maroon 5. I hope they had like a good time Maroon 5. But it was really, you know, it's so important to look.
You have
and
to
then
try.
There was a couple of other little things that were, and luckily, American Express is really good with the disputing of charges because there was like all these things in the pending category of shoe things. But it's so important to monitor.
Absolutely.
You know, in addition to all these different things. Because like we said, unfortunately, we can't, you know, ban all these crazy scammers, and they're always looking for new ways of doing things, and especially with technology. I mean, the amount of phone calls I get, these calls, oh, you won this, you did this, whatever it might be, whatever it might be. It's like literally on a daily basis I'm getting some kind of bizarre phone call.
I got a quick story to tell you about what you just said. I was in Morocco the last 2 weeks on vacation, and I get a notice that Capital One is telling me that there's been a duplicate charge on my credit card. Just one of these emails. And it was $490 or something. So I go online and I take a look. $23,000 worth of charges that I did not make. So I call them up, and I am in Morocco, I mean. Yeah. So I use Skype.
Yeah.
And I call them up with Skype. And I spoke to them. Of course, they were very good about it. It was a Visa. All charges were withdrawn. And it was all in Florida. And I mean, I spent a lot of time in Florida.
Yeah,
but
no,
on the East Coast.
Yeah,
this was a West Coast out of Tampa. Yeah. Somebody got the number, and they were charging up.
Oh, my
and it was
God.
So obviously fraudulent. Yeah. But 23 grand.
Oh, my God.
Charges.
I would pass out.
Wow,
yeah.
I couldn't believe it. And see, they said, don't worry about it. It's wiped out. You know, it's not your charges.
But an important thing to remember in this conversation is, if that happens with a credit card, you're okay.
Yes,
that's
right.
With a debit card, it's very difficult. So I tell people all the time, if you use a debit card, don't keep $20,000 in that account.
Right.
Make an account with $500.
Right.
If they get you, the banks are getting better.
Right.
But
no,
you're still
but
not
hard,
guaranteed it back.
And
so you lose 500, lose 500.
And it takes a good amount of time for it to come back. You know, so it's with a credit card, you know, it's luckily they're able to kind of stop
you're
it.
You're not paying it.
Right.
Yeah,
you're not paying the bill.
You know, but with a debit, it's been
debit
deducted.
Card hooked up to your checking account.
Yes.
All of a sudden, you can't pay your bills.
Yeah.
And, you know, you could get it back from the bank several months later. That doesn't help pay the mortgage.
Good points.
You know, so I always push for people. I know it's a pain to have an extra card. put one in, put $500 and that's, you know.
Because you know what it is, and you feel like violated after, you know, you feel like, oh my God, like so much, and then you got to sit, oh, what's connected to this, and I got to change my account, you know, because I'm sitting there, and it's like everything's like running through your head, and it's just, it's so important, really, just to not be obviously, we don't want to scare people and be terrified. It's a fine line, but it's just important to always ask questions, too.
You know, like, it's not scaring them, it's the same thing as smoking cigarettes and all these different things. We're not trying to scare you, but it's just like, if you're going to smoke, chances are you could wind up getting sick someday.
Yeah.
Not everybody. Yeah. Some people are going to live 100 years old and smoke 2 packs a day.
Yeah. Right.
Somebody's not going to. So you just, it's be aware. That's
be
all.
Aware.
Just
be aware. Aware. Exactly. Be aware.
Absolutely.
Just like a song. Be aware.
I know. I like it. We're going to break out the musical edition.
There we go. Let me take out my harmonica. Right?
That's right. We can just have Jerry take over. But yeah, so great show. And then next week we have on Dawn Hagen, who is part of the Caregiver Support Initiative over at Parker Jewish Institute.
Oh, okay.
So she's going to talk about that program. And then we have on... someone from, we actually have a full pack show. I forgot that someone had to come in that day. We have an Elizabeth Ebenhart, who is from United Way. So we have a jam-packed show. You're going to get prepared for this one. There's no breaks.
There's no breaks.
Yeah, so United Way, because there's a program called Project Warmth, which is an emergency program when you're if you can't pay certain bills. So of course, we're getting in the cold weather.
Yeah.
So it's definitely something worth tuning into. And then we have Caroline Sarikov coming on, who's going to talk about the Gold Coast International Film Festival.
Okay, cool.
So we have quite the variety of shows. And Graciela will be back with us, which will be very nice, too. So tune into that. And
Graciela, this is her second show. She's another new co-host.
Yeah. And I really want to remind people, too, that if there's any episode you want to listen to, you could always access it at the Project Independence website. We have them all archived there. There's a little search bar. You type in the keyword, and it will it'll come up. And you're able to download it, too, which is great also. So definitely check that out. I also want to remind people that the final 2-day stop event of the year is going to be held October 20th and 21st. We really encourage people to go to this. It's from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's at North Hempstead Beach Park. At this event, you can get rid of so many different things, and some of the items include aerosols, household chemicals, pesticides, disinfectants, latex and water-based paints once they're dried out, as John always reminds us, it has to be dried out.
Right.
In addition to that, you can bring up to 6 banker-sized boxes of papers that you want shredded, which is so wonderful because you literally can bring it and there's a giant truck and you watch it shred all your stuff. And it's really good also because for every 2,000 pounds of paper the town recycles, it equates to 17 trees saved.
That's
so it's really
amazing.
I love that part of it. I think it's really great.
Yeah.
They also will have the Big Brothers Big Sisters truck there. And they will be collecting gently used and working clothes, stuffed animals, electronics, toys, sporting equipment, shoes, books, area rugs, bikes, scooters, luggage, picture frames, table lamps, fabric, silverware, glassware, dishes, cosmetics. So they take a variety of things. And you get a little slip for your tax purposes.
All right.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
The other thing, which is very important from a senior perspective, they'll take the stuff out of your car.
Yes, that's
so. If you have an air conditioner, you have something, have a neighbor put it into your car. If you're a senior, you drive there, you just hit the trunk open, and they'll take it out.
That's really helpful.
Very nice, because you say, listen, I can't go by myself because, you know, if it's a couple in their 80s and they want to get rid of something, they take it.
Yeah, and it's like an assembly line, you know, so you'll see, you know, if you have all different things, you can go to one station, then the next station. So it's really something good to... I'm laughing because there's a picture of the supervisor like surrounded by all kinds of things that look like ACs. I'm not sure exactly what they are on the press release. But it's really, I encourage people to do this. They're seasonally. It's a good thing, reason to get rid of stuff.
Sounds good. All they need is coffee and cake. Coffee
That's right.
and cake, and everybody will come down.
That's right. But so that, once again, is going to be October 20th and 21st from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. over at North Hempstead Beach Park as well. So definitely check that out.
Yes.
I also want to remind people that there's tons of great programs through Project Independence coming up, and we cannot promote this enough. It's the Medicare open enrollment period kicking off, and that's October 15th to December 7th.
I'm sorry. Nothing. I'm sorry.
Oh. And
Tai Chi class. I forgot to go.
Oh, it's right. So this, if anyone follows our show, we'll segue for a second. John's saga of getting to the Tai Chi class has really, you know, last year, we do baby steps. Last year, he bought the pants.
Okay.
So we don't want to rush things. We like to take it nice and easy. So he was supposed to attend the first Tai Chi class and just realize he missed it. But fear not, John. They are still ongoing, and they will be also picking up. Usually, they go till December. They take a little break, and it's usually February-ish, they start back.
But he has the pants.
I got the pants.
Oh, that's
because
that's
everyone knows.
Pants.
As long as you have the outfit, right, you know, it's
as long as you're well dressed. You said.
It's like, you know, when my husband convinced me to do Muay Thai, which I did for 2 days. Muay Thai, like self defense.
Oh, okay.
Which was very aggressive. It was not fun. It was clearly not for me. But I have the gloves. I had the outfit. I had a jump rope. I mean, so I had all the accessories. So in my book, I did it. You know? I've accomplished it. But, yeah, so if anyone's interested in any of our exercise classes on top of Tai Chi that John will be attending, we have Zumba, we have line dancing, there's fitness, and there's yoga, and there are all different locations throughout North Hempstead. So there's certainly very something cool for everyone, and they're really, really great, and they're free, all right. Free classes. Some have room, some don't, but call 311 or 869-6311 for information on that. And as far as what we were saying earlier was the open enrollment period for Medicare kicked off October 15th to December 7th. So there's a, you know, that's just the window, and I really want to stress out to people because any decisions or changes that you want to make, it is during that period. So we are going to have coming up on October 24th from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. at Michael J. Tully Park. That's over in New Hyde Park. There's going to be the Medicare 2019 updates presented by Barry Klitzberg, who is the assistant program coordinator over at the Nassau County HICAT program. He's going to talk about the changes that are going on in 2019 for Medicare Advantage plans, Medicare Part D prescription plans, and how to get help with Medicare costs. So he'll go over everything. Barry will also be on our show, too. But I really recommend people go because it's a very difficult thing
it's crazy,
to tackle,
actually.
And to understand.
It's a shame.
Yeah, it's really, it's certainly difficult. And listen, some people, you might be happy with the way things are going and just want to keep it status quo, which is fine. But it can't hurt to go and kind of hear what the changes are and if it affects you, because everyone's got a different kind of circumstance going on. So once again, that's October 24th over at Michael J. Tully Park. So definitely, I recommend people check that out. And if you are just interested in the Medicare Part D portion, we have a program coming up also on October 24th at Clinton G. Martin Park. That's from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then we have November 9th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Great Neck Social Center. So for this program, you make an individual appointment. You get to sit with someone from the St. John's Pharmacy College, and they're fabulous. We've been partnered with them forever. They will sit down with you. You can bring a list of all your current medications, and they will really work with you one-on-one on what kind of plan would be best for you. So, I mean, you really can't beat that.
I agree.
Personalized
that's what you
service.
Have to do.
That's great.
And that's too much for a senior to do in their home.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know.
No, and these are
that's
people, and they know about all of these things. So it's really something that I think is absolutely wonderful. So you have to register for that part of the program because, as I said, it's individual appointments. So 311 or 869-6311 for that. Also, the World in Motion group will be meeting on October 30th over at Tully Park. This is presented by our Professor Martha Cohen, who is one of our fabulous volunteers. And she will she facilitates a lively discussion on all different current world issues. And if you want to go to Yes We Can, it's easier for you. There's also a current events group there called What in the World is Going On. And another volunteer, Dr. Rosenblatt, facilitates that. And that meets on every Friday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. over at the Yes We Can Community Center. So definitely check that out as well. And a fun little spin on things that's proven very exciting is the Healthy Food for Healthy You Bingo.
All right.
The partnership we have with Cornell Cooperative Extension Nassau County does different programming every month over at Magnolia Gardens in Westbury, and they've been kind of combining these educational seminars with a little fun bingo. So you're learning, and you know, it's an interactive class. And
do you use the fruit for the bingo? No, you don't.
No, that might be very interesting. You know, I might have to pitch that. But
great
you'll,
bingo.
It's an interactive class on healthy food choices, and you really learn how to just eat healthier while playing this, and it becomes a discussion. So that's October 24th from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. over at Magnolia Gardens.
Perfect. We'll take a break. You got to catch your breath. You're listening to the Christina Luce Show on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.